recap some of the headline points from those talks. If you weren't here, hopefully this will fill you in a bit. Do go back onto our website, have a look, go back over the talks if you didn't hear them. But these are some of the things that we've been talking about over this January. We've thought about vision and stewardship. Vision for 2019. The first thing we want to do is we want to appoint a full-time youth pastor. The advert went out a week and a half ago, and we've already got 3 applications. The last time I advertised a full-time youth and children's pastor job, I only got two applications, and they came in on the last day. So I just tell you how pleased I am. We've already got 3. But if you still know of someone who might be interested, then do pass on the information. It's still on our website. It's on our Facebook page. We'd love to have more people. We want the right person to come. So do be praying for that appointment. The other thing we want to be doing in 2019 is seeking God's vision together as a church. And to do this, we've had our congregational survey. This one is now covered quite salubrously in what appears to be jam or brown sauce. I'm not sure which. But I've put some of these on every table. If you can fill it in online, because you get the news sheet by email and the link was on there, please do. If you don't get it, the news sheet, and you can go on to Facebook, then go and do it online. It just saves us typing them all in if you do it online. So if you can do it, but if you can't, there are paper copies on every table. And if you haven't done it yet, please do it before you leave. I really want to encourage, because I know that they won't unless I ask them to, the young people to fill this in as well, because you are part of the church and we do want to hear what you want to say. So please do fill this in. If you're a child under 11, please tell mummy and daddy what you want to put on the form. We'd love to hear from you too. I'm going to give this you back now, girls. I don't know what you want to do with it. That's lovely. When we've got those, we're also going to spend Lent in prayer together. We're going to meet congregationally to pray. We're also going to have a prayer room upstairs. We're going to pray together, seek God's voice, lift up this place to Him, ask Him to speak to us. Where is He leading us? Then we're going to have a period of discernment and sharing the vision later on in the year. And finally, the last thing. One thing we spoke briefly about last week is learning what God has gifted each of us to do and which part each of us plays in the life of the church. So we want to be discerning our gifts and learning to minister in them with one another. Which brings us to the budget, which was last week. This year's budget has been set at 322,073 pence. And I found pounds. Right. We're going to start this side and we're going to wind ourselves up. The budget's been set at £322,073. That is nearly as painful as the morning you tried to get me to say defibrillator, which is not easy. What we asked last week and what we're asking again this week is for each of us to ask what part we play in reaching this total. St. Paul's Church do not get money from anybody outside. The Church of England doesn't pay for us. Kingston Council don't pay for us. The government doesn't pay for us. We don't have old money sit in a pot in order to keep us going. Everything that we do is paid for by us, the members, you and me, the family. So what part do I have to play in raising £322,073? Thank you. Few questions to ask ourselves. If we're not already giving, can we start giving? Can I start giving? Maybe I could start giving 1% of my income, my monthly income, to the church. Secondly, when did I last change the amount I give to St. Paul's? Some of us, it's so easy. We set up direct debits or standing orders to pay for church, to give our donations, our offerings every single month. We set them up and we completely forget about them. They can be there for 2, 3, 5, 10 years, and we're like, it's fine, they're there. And we don't change them and increase them. So when was the last time I changed the amount that I give? Last time my income increased, did I increase my giving to St. Paul's? Some of us have had pay rises in the last year. Some of us haven't, that's fine. But if I did have a pay rise, did I increase the amount I give? These are all questions that you need to ask yourself. I can't answer them for you, which is why I'm putting them on the screen. And finally, have I considered St. Paul's as a beneficiary to my will? Some of us in West London, all of the everything we own is in the place we live. We're asset rich, we're cash poor. But maybe if that is you, you might consider putting St. Paul's as a beneficiary to your will. Also on your tables should be the standing order forms for the church. So if you're thinking, Adam, I want to play my part. I was going for an Adam, I want to play my part, but that's all right. Adam, I want to play my part. Note to self, church, not pantomime. Church, not pantomime. They're behind me. They are behind me, aren't they? You're behind me. No, no. If you want to play your part, there are standing order forms on the tables as well. This is an easy way for you to set up a monthly giving to the church, and our treasurer will be happy to receive them. Or if you want to put them and your congregational surveys in the box by the door on the way out, that'd be wonderful. I have spoken for long enough. So the last thing we have to do together, apparently we do this every year at the Big Breakfast, and I think it's a wonderful idea, is that we recommit ourselves to one another and to God about what it means to be church and to be family, to worship Him together and to serve Him and one another and the community that in which He's placed us. So, I need to calm down because I've been speaking at 90 miles an hour. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite you to stand up and we'll all take a moment to be quiet, not least me. I know I've been speaking and no one else has. So if you could join in with the words in white. Will you, St. Paul's Church, continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil and, whenever you fall, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek to serve Christ in all people, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you acknowledge Christ's authority over human society by prayer for the world and its leaders, by defending the weak and by seeking peace and justice? May Christ dwell in our hearts through faith, that we may be rooted and grounded in love and bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. We are going to be, normal service is going to be resumed next week. Those of you who want a big breakfast every week, feel free to put it on your form. But we're going to start at the 10:30 and the 6:30 looking at some of those words we've just spoken together of what it means to be church. So Leslie is going to be leading us in that next week. And at 9 o'clock, we will be back to the lectionary and I will not be playing the guitar. Many of you will be pleased to know. Let's sing.